Today is Monday, September the 3rd, Labor Day, 2018. Joining us this morning, Eureka Police Chief Steve Watson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
Are we having fun yet?
Every second of every day.
Yeah, right. Is there a polygraph test around?
I'll pass.
Yeah, pass on it, right? Yeah. Or why do we say that for this morning? Barnstormer. Where did actors get the name Barnstormers? Any idea?
You didn't tell me there was going to be a test this
morning. Well, I didn't want you to study for it or to lose sleep about this.
I have no idea, but wasn't there something back then involving planes?
Yeah, well, sort of. Actors have long been called stormers because of their ranting and storming. In the early days of theater in England, there were not enough playhouses to hold all the troops of players that toured the country. Poor troops and those going far afield often played in barns.
Interesting.
Those players were therefore barnstormers. And then it adjusted into the airplanes. So, partial credit, but that's about it.
I think I could literally categorize that under one of those useless facts I really don't need to know.
All right, smart guy. We'll move it into another one then. Barking up the wrong tree. I'll give you two shots here. What's the origin of the expression barking up the wrong tree?
Absolutely no idea.
Really? Even like...
Not even going to
guess. Beagles and foxes? That's
perhaps
what I would guess. Let me see. Sort of right. The allusion is to dogs trained to hunt raccoons and possums and to leave the scent of other animals alone. They will occasionally pick up the scent of a catamount and tree it. When the hunters finally catch up with the pack, they find the dogs
barking up the wrong tree.
Hey, all right. Partial credit. Ding, ding, ding. You get a soda sometime in the next 6 months. Oh, 3-day weekends. What does it mean to you and the gang? Anything special?
Well, for many of our officers and dispatchers, it doesn't mean anything because they have to work on that day, which we, of course, appreciate. For me, I don't have anything planned this weekend other than work, yard work.
Yeah. Motorized work. Right. As you're mowing and, all that kind of stuff. How's summer been? A lot of comments on the street about Eureka seeming to be more comfortable, a little bit easier, not as many concerns.
You know, I just had a meeting with someone this morning before I came over here, and they pointed out that same bit of information or perception that they really felt they had seen some improvements, for instance, in the Old Town area, which, if true, and that's what I would hope and expect to see with the efforts that the city and the police department have put down in that area, that's great news and a step in the right direction. That's one of those things you got to constantly work at every day.
Oh, yeah. It's like polishing silverware. It's never done. I'm thinking of additional work you're going to be doing all day long today at home because you're not working. Silverware wasn't on your list, was it?
Probably not. I think you hit a bigger theme there in that it's really easy to lose sight of all the positive things happening in the community when, you're still dealing with the fallout from the opioid epidemic and, the homeless issues that are occurring across the country, not just in Humboldt County.
Well, throwing weeds in the gutters.
Right.
That's probably 90% of all the moaning and groaning going on has been encapsulated in those three or four areas.
Right. And there's challenges and issues and problems still to be overcome and no easy solutions for many of those. But there's a lot of wonderful things happening in our community, too. I mean, you look at the street art festival that was just completed. A lot of the transformative changes taking place.
Now you almost said transformer boxes. The painting of those boxes.
Well, you
all
can throw that
place
in there. They have the art on the boxes. You love them or hate them compared to the graffiti that was often on them.
That's where I was going to ask. It's my opinions are mine, I guess, on this one. But if it's painted, is it less apt to get messed with by those who are wanting to put graffiti on things?
Yes.
They just see it as something not institutional. It's something that is personalized.
I don't know if it's like an unwritten rule among quote-unquote street artists or taggers, not to mess.
Which one's the street artist? The ones with the paintbrushes that are out there are the guys that buy the spray cans.
Well, they call themselves street artists.
Oh, fine. Okay. I can call myself good looking, too. It doesn't mean too much, does it?
No comment.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of examples, good things in the works that I think is occasion to give Eurekans hope for the future. A lot of work still to be done, but I've seen some great progress, and that's exciting to me.
Are they going to be demonstrable? Are they cultural? When you say good things, a lot of it can just be esprit de corps, so to speak.
Well, maybe the whole gamut of all of those things. I mean, there's everything from development. There's word of businesses wanting to come into Eureka. Not going to name names, but a well-known ones that would be a real win. I would love to have them in the city. So that's encouraging.
So you're saying you're not alluding to the current KFC?
I can't. Yeah, I'm not alluding to any acronyms the moment.
No, yeah.
No. There's vacant. There's problem buildings and structures in the city that have been shut down, boarded up.
Yeah, those are the things that are. There's the
and someday are going to be replaced.
The news earlier this week. There's a couple of houses that are using the backyard as their latrine. Huh? You're having to board them up and take.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
An issue.
Interesting
times. The neighbors tend to have an issue with those kind
I would
of problems.
Think, and probably your guys too, driving by wondering what in the world is going on. But they're standing out now by exception rather than the weeds in the front yard and the goofy
right.
stuff.
But really, I wasn't even talking about those kind of residential structures. I mean, like commercial buildings and structures that are due to be replaced with something much better.
Oh, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Steve Watson. Steve, one of the things we've talked about over the last year or so is you were referencing some of the homeless and the changes and the positiveness, is that the hangout locations next to restaurants and gas stations and things like that where there are a lot of people seems to have been lessened. Now, maybe they're in different places, but the cloistering doesn't seem to be nearly as much as it has been. An overt attempt by you guys and the property owners and the business operators to keep everybody moving instead of becoming a landing spot?
Oh, there are a lot of factors that go into these kind of changes, so it's hard to point to any one thing. But yes, we've had certain problem properties where the police department has made a more concerted effort to try to work with the property owners and address. And one of the ways that those can be done is through crime prevention, through environmental design. We started a team involving not only Eureka Police Department staff, but also members from other departments in the city. And they go out and do site surveys of businesses that are having problems with things like trespassing and loitering and other associated issues. And take a comprehensive look at the property and try to find ways that you can engineer positive change. It could be, cutting some bushes that are too high and provide a convenient place to hide behind. Something called the 2-foot, 6-foot rule, which trim all trees up to at least 6 feet, bushes down to no more than 2 feet high, so you have clear sight lines. You can
that's just kind of maintaining
remove
your landscape.
Points and yeah, but people sometimes don't think about that. Or there's an unused curb that's a convenient place to sit down. And hang out all day long and drink a beer you shouldn't be drinking in public or whatever, if you take that conducive location away so that either you can't access it or it's no longer comfortable to sit there, maybe because of landscaping rocks that are a little sharp and pointy, or you remove the curve and make it flat so there's not a place to sit. And things like that can make a difference.
Agave plants.
Because you can't post a cop at these spots, right, that, right. You know, 24/7, and you wouldn't want to. They have more important things to do, but at the same time, very sympathetic with businesses that feel that they're negatively impacted with these kind of issues, and maybe perhaps their customers aren't comfortable.
Well, it's easy. I mean, you know, after hours, you're a normal guy.
Yeah.
You know.
My wife might beg to differ.
Well, okay, as normal as you're going to get. But, you know, I mean, if you kind of feel a little, what is a regular guy? Probably be going to be thinking the same thing.
I mean, and you don't want to get accosted walking from your car inside to get a burger when someone's up in your face asking you for money. People can feel intimidated, and that's why the panhandling ordinance that was amended, it's been a couple years ago, I think now, has been a very effective tool for us to help work with some of these individuals, set some ground rules, and hold them accountable to that.
You were mentioning some of the structures, and there's I forget what the name of it currently is, and my reference is even to the next to the parking lot of the old Stanton's between 4th and 5th, and across from the gas station.
You're talking about the motel?
Yeah.
Yeah. The
is anything going on with that thing? I mean, it's right in the center, so it's obviously very visible from both directions what's there. Doesn't look like there's a heck of a lot, but I thought early on that there was a lot of inertia and a lot of desire to renovate that facility. Is there anything going on with it, or is that kind of fallen by the wayside?
I think you're talking about the budget motel. It's my understanding.
I don't look at the signs that close, man.
Yeah. It's my understanding that there's still some prospective buyers that are very interested in the property. I anticipate it's going to sell at some point, obviously. And you know, the hope then is whatever replaces it is better than what was there before.
Pretty easy to do that one. Huh?
Yeah, that's an easy one to accomplish. But that is an example. That was a mecca for crime and disorder. Hundreds of calls for service, wasting police and public safety resources and an eyesore and everything else. And so you transform that space into something better. That makes a pretty big impact in that particular neighborhood.
Well, it's very visible for a lot of folks coming into town, too. Are there other areas, if we looked at your call volume reports, where you would see clusters at the same facility? Or is that kind of starting to change as that's gone? A couple of the other ones that everybody was familiar with, they're no longer being occupied.
Yeah, they've been a number of our absolute worst locations. Whether they are these, these more budget type of motels like the Blue Heron, which is shut down and gone, and we're expecting
good things there.
Great business is going to go in there.
Not that there's a certain biasness built into senior management in the police department. However, I understand what you're saying.
Anything but what was there before is a positive. These incremental positive changes are happening all over the city, and there's been a number of other problems that are most definitely responsible for very, very high call volumes and complaints in their neighborhoods. And as they're being, mitigated one by one.
You mean picked off?
Yeah, well, you know.
Changed?
In some cases, boarded up so that they couldn't be abused anymore. And at some point, I'm sure that they will be under new ownership or some kind of change that's going to leave those locations much, much better than they were before. You know, the thing you struggle with is we don't have a lot of housing in this county as it is. So some of these represent housing units that are lost.
Yeah, but you look at what the guys did catty corner from the Eureka Inn. It was Royal Pacific. I forget what the name of it was. Money was thrown at it, high density, permanent, good stuff's going on there.
Right.
I mean, it's not like it's that big of a risk. Well, it may take a lot of money on the front side to get it done, but
you have to weigh the scales, and there's no question with several of the properties that we mentioned that when you weighed the scales, it was untenable and cannot be allowed to continue in the condition it was.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Talk Shop presented this morning by CDH Painting, by REDEC and American Ag Credit. Steve Watson, Eureka Chief of Police, is with us. Steve, large events. I'll use Fortuna so you don't have to, you'll feel comfortable with it. And we're not picking on anybody in Eureka. Hobson Humboldt, Rodeo, Auto Expo, big events. Everybody comes together. Don't hear a lot of challenge, particularly from law enforcement, about those. This coming weekend, you've got the cruise in Eureka, mm-hmm. in Old Town. Is that another in that same type of series where it's just community get together and it's fun and it's easy and you guys kind of look forward to it and it's not a big lift for law enforcement?
Now, I view the majority of those events as very positive, ultimately, for the city, and we're more than happy to have to spend a little bit more time and throw a little bit more resources into making sure that they are run safely and smoothly. And they can be fun. Sometimes that can be a fun part of our job, actually being down there and patrolling and being able to see a lot of people have a great time. Maybe take a look at the cars, too, while we're at it. In fact, I think we'll be judging. There's a chief's special choice or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So either myself
and it's not a participation
one of my guys
ribbon. Or,
well, we'll be doing that. Yeah, I'm not big on participation.
I didn't think so. 4th of July. Is that a fun event or is that one that you guys kind of have to get on your toes because of the fireworks part of the
festival down there and the fireworks are amazing. It gets sometimes a little rowdy. Yeah, about the time the fireworks are going off, nothing that we can't handle, but there's always at least one guy that had too much to drink that we have to deal with.
Just keep somebody happening. What's the big thing that you're excited about for the fall? What are you looking at?
Besides, it's time to get back out into the woods. For those that like the outdoors and maybe have a family tradition of hunting and whatnot.
Hunting and cutting
firewood.
Not going out looking for homeless.
No.
We still have got Rex's Park out here, and you see people wandering out of there every once in a while, and it's like, are you kidding?
Fall's one of my favorite times of the year, for whatever reason. The weather actually gets better around here, I think, in September. The leaves start falling.
If the fires stop, we'll be okay.
Yeah, that helps.
You know, how many great days have we missed in the last 2 weeks because there's overcast with that?
Yeah, ash all over the car.
Yeah. Starting to happen, yeah. But fall is
football.
Kind of a fun time.
Football, the Niners are going to be playing.
Do I have to hurt you?
You are between me and the
and
door.
Raiders.
And I don't even have a taser with me.
Yeah, beat me to death with your walkie-talkie. High school sports. You talk about events, certainly Eureka High hosting and St. Bernard's hosting. I've never heard that those things have been an issue in Eureka. They are in some other jurisdictions sometimes, but not in Eureka. Is that a lack of tradition of rowdiness that really helps that beat smooth?
I think it infers, well, one, we're fortunate to have a full-time school resource officer, Chris Jenkins. is in that role right now, and he does a great job. And so often there is a uniformed officer present. But I think it's also probably a testimony to maybe how well the schools are managed in Eureka and the leadership that's there, and from the teachers, staff, and everyone that's involved to make sure that these kind of events are managed the way that they need to be.
Now, is Chris, as the school resource officer, the contact between EPD and Eureka City Schools, or do you reach out to Fred or to principals at the various campuses around town, or just pop in and say hi? Is there that level of contact also?
Actually, Fred and I meet just about monthly. So we have a couple of different meetings that we attend together, and we've had lunch a few times too. So the communication on his part's been very good with the police department, I think, and it's been a very positive collaboration. We're very supportive of SRO programs. I think they're vital, and so definitely plan to continue staffing an SRO for the foreseeable future.
Now, is that a full-time position out of your department, or does the school system throw in a couple of bucks also?
Yeah, we have an MOU where there is some cost sharing. We agree that we're going to have a full-time officer assigned to the city schools for the 10 months or so of the year the school's in session.
Does he get an office on campus, or is it just his office is on wheels?
No, he has an office there at the high school, I believe.
So it's you believe?
Why? That's not the first place I want to run and go.
You want to hang out with a bunch of kids and have them?
I got five at home. I've got a basketball team already.
You're avoiding kids during the day. I got you. That's why you're hanging around old people like me, right?
Actually, I was a school resource officer for 2 years.
What was that like?
Down in Santa Cruz County. It was one of the best assignments I ever had. I hated it going in, didn't want to do it. Actually, I volunteered because I wanted to get out of another assignment. and then ended up going into the position, and I was glad I did. It was a real learning experience for me.
The truth is always ugly. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:45. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Steve, looking at Eureka Police Department, I know you're not at full capacity. Okay, fine. I can't recall how many months over the last 30 or 40 years it has been at full capacity.
We've averaged being 5 vacant positions over the past 10 years at any given time.
So it's kind of almost normal to be down a little bit. How do you deal with that? Is that overtime? Is that purchasing automation equipment that allows those that are with you to kind of stretch through a little bit? How do you manage that? How do you budget it? Because if it's been a constant, odds are it's going to be a constant for the next little bit too.
Yeah, that is a big topic that we'd have to have several top shop sessions to cover. But it's not just a local problem, though. It's exasperated here with lower pay than other places in California and a smaller pool to pull from. It's a nationwide problem now, and definitely statewide too. People are, our agencies are just having a very, very difficult time recruiting and retaining officers. It's almost like not as many people want to go into the profession as they once did.
Is it a kind of a reflection of the economy when it's good? I know military becomes mm-hmm. difficult also. When it stagnates or is in decline, more people are going to it.
That's probably one of the factors. I think another is there's been a very negative national narrative towards law enforcement where it feels like it's an institution that's under attack. I think that has turned some people away. I think eroding benefits because like pension, it's still a good retirement system at the end of the day to have any retirement system built in. But with pension reform, officers signing up today have substantially reduced pensions compared to classic employees, for instance. And backgrounds, it's hard to get people to pass past backgrounds now, these days.
That's a cultural thing. Yeah. Classic, huh? Are you a classic? Like,
Yeah. Again, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
It says a classification. They call it that PERS classic.
Don't try to walk your way out of it. You're in there up to your knees already. This goofball that got arrested last week, found guilty of shooting into the car with a bunch of young kids in there. Obviously, it's an exception. Okay. But like you said, it's kind of one more thing on the scale to tip it the other way. Is there anything you can do in small little town, USA, to counter that? I mean, obviously, everybody's aware of it, but it's not about EPD. It's about these guys somewhere else and one renegade. How do you try to mitigate that or dummy it down or at least desensitize the community? Or well, can you?
Well, can you drill the problem down to a little bit narrower scope?
I don't know if the guy was scared or if he got an attitude or what the story was, but he got, 15 years or something like that for shooting the 15-year-old that was in a car? You know, I can't imagine why somebody would draw on a car unless there were some overt actions. So is it like a training issue that you try to work through and get it so that your guys don't get caught in a trap?
Oh, you're talking about the officer. Yeah, I thought you were talking about a local incident. I'm scratching my head.
Oh, right no.
I just read that too. You know, that's a good question. I don't know enough of the facts to know what happened, but yeah, policies about shooting at moving vehicles can help mitigate some of that. Training most definitely is very vital. And fortunately, in California, we have high training standards. But again, when officers are placed in positions where they have to make split-second decisions in situations that are tense and uncertain and rapidly evolving, you don't always get it right. And, you know, you're forced to make difficult decisions again in an instant sometimes that are life changing. And I'm always trying to be mindful of that. But the more training that you can give, you know, your people, I think you help reduce the likelihood of tragic incidences like this occurring.
Yeah, you can't really develop muscle memory on something like that that's so fluid. But
yeah, I mean, having just read the article, obviously, yeah. I asked myself, why did you choose to shoot at that vehicle? And so it's not a surprise to me that it turned out the way that it did. It's tragic all around.
And probably healthy for police also. Somebody's a goofball. Yeah, there's repercussions, not just the way it has been done in the past. Happy Labor Day. Hopefully the rest of the day is going to go smoother than this one went, huh?
I'm all for that.
All right. Go mow that lawn. See everybody tomorrow.